AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. It's Final Four time in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Joining us live from Indianapolis is our Jim Militello.
Tim, the opener of today's national semifinals has top seed Duke against Michigan State, the underdog darling of the Final Four. Seventh-seeded Spartans have come up big down the stretch after struggling through the early portion of the season. They've won 12-15, but two of those losses were in overtime. Duke's coach Mike Krzyzewski is in a record-tying 12th Final Four. He holds an 8-1 record against Michigan State's Tom Izzo. Game two, a rematch of last year's Final Four with unbeaten Kentucky taking on Wisconsin. The 38-0 Wildcats are big and deep using a seemingly interchangeable nine-man rotation. The Badgers are led by AP Player of the Year Frank Kaminsky, who liked nothing better than to avenge last year's loss to Kentucky. Tim?
That's Jim Militello joining us live from Indianapolis. Today's games and Monday's championship have drawn protesters, gay rights advocates demanding changes in Indiana's religious protection and civil rights statutes. Barbara Baird is with the Indy Rainbow Chamber of Commerce.
They can still be fired from their job. They can still be denied services. They can still be denied accommodations. And, you know, this is more than bakery and pizzas. It can be health care. It can be schools. It can be all sorts of things.
The state legislature reworked the religious protections law, barring it from being used to refuse service to anyone based on sexual orientation. Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has promised that his nation will fight terrorism to its end. His nation is in shock after 148 people, most of them Christian students, were killed in an attack on a college by Al-Shabaab militants.
Our nation is once again in a profound state of mourning following the heinous attacks and the mindless slaughter of 147 Kenyans in Garissa at the Garissa University College.
This is AP Radio News. Police in Chicago have captured a convicted murderer who escaped from an Eastern Illinois jail and spent nearly 3 days on the run. Cameron Taylor escaped from the jail in Kankakee after beating a guard unconscious, stealing his uniform and his car. Kankakee Sheriff Timothy Bukowski.
A chase of about five blocks ensued. He was caught and was found to have a loaded handgun in his possession.
Kentucky flood victims say it will take months for them to get back to their homes and apartments.
Well, last time it took about 6 to 8 months to get us back in. We were in an extended stay hotel for a while, so it was really hassle.
That from WHAS-TV. More than 100 people had to be rescued after a half foot of rain caused flooding throughout the city. Body of a woman who was washed away in her car has been found. Police originally thought she had a child with her, but they say that was not the case. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.